Yeah. All right, we're going to, while we get all the things off the stage, like drums and such, we're going to hear a famous blues. Well, at least it's famous in some parts of Philadelphia and New York. It was an adaptation of a traditional blues. I think you just better hear it sung. Here's David Bromberg.
Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on y'all? People, bullfrogs on y'all. I mean mine. Did you ever wake up? With bullfrogs on your mind. You know that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. You know it's hard, good people, it's hard when your sweet baby's in love with your best friend. People, and I want to tell you, it's harder still when she moves in with him. But people, you know it's extra special hard when you and him are roommates. I mean, you look over the pillow where your sweet baby used to lay and still does. It's a drag. There's only one thing for you to do. You go down to the pawn shop and you talk to the man and you say, "Oh, Mr. Pawn broke off. Won't you give me a 38? Oh, Mr. Pawn broke off. Oh, won't you give me a 38? You know, I used to take a 44. But I've been losing weight. So you buy yourself a little 38 double-handed, pearl-handled revolver and a double-breasted pinstripe suit so you're dressed to kill, so to speak. And you go on back to your best friend's house, people, and you get up on a high chair or a stool and you peek over the transom into your best friend's room, and in that room, you see a 100% mohair rug, a brown leather Barker lounger, a garage turntable with a Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and a Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner, a leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazine featuring the entire Playboy philosophy by Hugh M. Hefner, Schmuck, a couple of sorted copies of Fantastic Four magazine featuring Dr. Doom, some assorted Rizlon zigzag papers and some very suspicious-looking baggies, a four-mouth hooker, A.H., good people, and a great big beauty rest double bed with satin sheets and pink pillowcases. And people, inside that bed, you see, you see your baby, and your best friend. And good people, I want to tell you, it's hard. People, I mean, it's hard right there. I mean, you best believe it's hard. Because you always thought your friend was kind of a square, but you see him in there doing things that would make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs. People, I mean, it's hard right there. So you get down off that stool, you make a few quick notes, you know, stick drawings. And you knock at the door. Good people, but you don't get no answer. So you knock again. Still no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer, so you charge at that door with all your might and main. Just the moment your roommate, dressed in a green cannon towel, opens the door, and you go flying on across the 100% mohair carpet over that brown leather parka lounge and past the garage turntable, the Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and the Strombrook Carlton AM/FM tuner. Good people, I mean to tell you right then, you go on past all that stuff. You go on past the leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazine by Hugh M. Hefner. People, you go on past that collection of Spider-Man comic books and Fantastic Four featuring Dr. Doom. Past them Rizla papers. Past those very suspicious-looking baggies, copping one as you fly by. Shouldn't be a total law. People, you go on past that four-mouth hook of AH and you fall down a tiny little heap right beside that great big double bed with the satin sheets and the pink pillowcases. And as you pick yourself up off that floor, you pull out your pistol and you stop for the first time and you look around that room. You look around you, people, and you wonder. I mean, right then, you look and you wonder. I mean, you wonder. People, I want to tell you, you wonder. You wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for that shit in the first place. Now, right about this time, your baby's going to see the gun in your hand. She's going to come up to you and she's going to say something like, "Don't do anything self-destructive now, bitch." She's going to come up, she's going to say something like, "Johnny, don't point that, that might be loaded. Johnny, don't, no, Johnny, don't, oh, Johnny, don't, oh, Johnny, don't, oh, Johnny, don't. Oh, no, no, Johnny, please, no, oh, Johnny." She knows your name is Dave. Good people, and while she's talking to you, you see for the first time, you see a tear form in the corner of her eye. You see a real saltwater tear. I mean, you see a tear in the corner of her left eye. You see that tear and it moves you. It moves your body and soul, heart and mind, liver and spleen, kidneys and gonads and islands of Langerhans. I mean, it moves you. Most of all, moves your hand holding the pistol so you get a dead beat on that lousy little tear going out the corner of her left eye. And just the moment you're about to pull the trigger, just at the moment you're about to do one thing you know you can never ever undo, just as you're about to snuff out her pretty little life forever and ever and ever, people, just as you're about to kill one of the only girls you ever loved, she looks up at you with them big brown eyes and she says something to you that just stops you cold. Good people, I mean, she looks up at you and she says something to you that just freezes your finger on that trigger. It turns your knees to jelly and your brain to water and your toes to cupcakes. It's a pretty heavy thing she lays on you. Good people, just as you're about to pull that trigger, she looks up at you with those big brown eyes and she says, I me. She looks up at you and she says, oh, you always got to be careful of those people who ask what you say before you tell her. They're the ones that come quick, man. Oh. Good people, I'll tell you. Now, you just got to take your time. I mean, she looks up at you. She cocks an eye at you. You cock an eye at her. And you stand there looking cockeyed for about it. Good people, she looks up at you. And she says... She looks up at you and she says, I'll tell you this time. She says, come on, David, tell him. She says, hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your arm? All right. Bullfrogs on your arm. I mean mine. Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. And that's the truth.
Dave Bromberg will be back again tomorrow. You'll see him.